I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey everyone, good Monday. Welcome in. I think I have a few things here to open up. By the way, at 1 o'clock, we have the person that listeners have pinpointed as our person of the year. Might play into the side question of the day, just a little hint. I'm really excited about this. And Dan and I did an interview of two of our local contenders on Friday. And I got to say, the backstory of Steve Keeley and Ed Durr, they're two of the nominees. More amazing than I knew, just by letting them talk a little bit and talk about how they got to where they are. Incredible. We'll have Clarice as the other one. And incommunicado, still day 50, I guess it is, Dr. Stephen Damsker, David Damsker, the guy who really helped us out here locally during the pandemic. And he was taken out by this all-time hack, the Good Afternoon woman, the Beamer. Thank you. Yeah, anybody that says good afternoon like that, that's the first time we heard her. She's the head of public health. Thank you. Yeah, it's more the merrier today with that, Dan. Why am I starting with her? Because in the middle of all this over the South African variant, she is just the walking that I have the most contact with, the closest, petty little autocrat, authoritarian, who is not a scientist, not a doctor. We'll get to Fauci in a moment. And what she's done now, I just learned this morning, in the middle of all this.
Good afternoon.
She's one of the few states that have decided to say that if you get, quote, reinfected. Now, and this is very dicey to know if you were reinfected or not by the coronavirus after you originally had it. She has added, Dan, and I haven't heard anybody else talking about this. It's one of those Harrisburg stories that gets buried. 17,000 people to the reinfection list, which means counting toward new cases of COVID. Now, other states have decided not to do this. She, of course, decided to do it. So I went back and we brought you a story when these coroners were complaining in Pennsylvania. Well, what about all the cases where they put, that's COVID, definitely COVID. The person may have had COVID. I'm looking at the Dauphin County coroner who didn't want things counted that way. You want to be sure that the cause is really the COVID. It's not another stressor on somebody that has so many comorbidities. Remember all that? Oh, Biden walking up now. I'm not going to carry him live, Dan. You can give me a little summary. I got too much stuff today. I don't need time for him dithering around here. He's 15 minutes late once again. But we'll give you the highlights, Dan, whatever you think is a highlight of this. I don't think he's going to go for lockdowns now. There's another game afoot with Democrats, which I'll get to. Thank you for the warning, though. The point is with the states in Pennsylvania, they want to run up those COVID numbers. Why? The more they run them up, the more fear, the more panic, etc. I told you on Friday, if you were listening on Friday, that I support it, and Biden should have done it sooner, and I think Trump would have done it sooner, closing down travel with South Africa. Yes! That protects Americans. Now, I didn't say forever, but I don't support this talk of starting to lean toward lockdowns and Fauci that will play you. And here in Pennsylvania, this petty little authoritarian, Allison Beam the Beamer, has now been able to add 17,000 cases plus, and she'll keep on adding to the rolls. saying if you got COVID again, if they know that after a period of time, that counts as another COVID case, even if it's the same person. Now, why are they doing this? All right, let me boil it down. It adds to her power, it adds to the numbers, but there's something else. The other something else is why they're doing this. She's trying to chip away at the idea that natural immunity is a good thing. And we ought to count natural immunity rather than vaccine mandates. Do you see the big picture, what's going on here? The more she adds those reinfections to it, she's saying to you, ha, 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 you think you had natural immunity. Now, I'm in a camp. We have Dan's already secured Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Hopefully, we'll get Dr. Marty on. I've been reading his stuff over the weekend. I'm in a camp that thinks it's a fair point so far, but it could be duked out, that natural immunity probably is not as good as the vaccination when it comes to this. But natural immunity, in anything that I've been able to read, seems to be pretty close. So it's pretty close. Now, you're going to hear Allison Beam, though, and what she's doing with this is she's trying to set the stage to say, no, it's not close. I mean, I've seen a half a percentage point. I've seen fewer in some of these scientific papers, meaning if you're vaccinated versus getting it versus someone with natural immunity because they've already had it. I mean, you can't go around just thinking natural immunity just means you're not going to be infected again. Just like if you're vaccinated, you know there's a possibility of being infected too. So I think it's relatively close, but I think the vaccination is better. But, well, then why wouldn't people do that? Why is Beam doing that? Because you have people that are resistive to the vaccine, either on a medical ground, a philosophical ground, or a religious ground, something like that. So they're relying on natural immunity. Now, I don't think that's as good as far as I can tell, but it's not crazy. It's not saying, oh, vaccine versus natural immunity, there's such a big difference. No, I don't see it that way. But I'm going to bring you people this week, Dr. Sapphire already, and then probably Marty. Marty's more on point with this, that have seen as many papers as they can. This is going on right here in Pennsylvania. I only saw this, dug it out today. So, you know, we look at the big picture here on the show. I'm going to play you Dr. Fauci, and this guy has had to go a long time. He's really now asking for it against two smart guys, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. I don't know which remark that he made here is the most offensive. And not reassuring people, no, we're not going to go back to lockdowns. I hope Biden's at least going to say that, or is he going to say it for now? Dan, any summation of what President Biden has been saying yet?
I'm trying to keep an ear to it, but I'm not getting much, Dom. It's just a lot of rambling. What else?
Yeah, that's why we're not just going to kill time and play Biden. It's a lot of rambling. The bottom line is he's going to say, I took the travel ban. We're not doing lockdown. We need to get more people vaccinated. But we'll play you the soundbite, whatever it is from all of his dithering that comes out of it. So 855-839-1210. This variant is to be taken seriously. That's why I think the travel ban is good. So then we assess what we have to do coming out of this potentially. But a wide consensus indicates so far it hasn't resulted in hospitalization, et cetera, or death, as far as we can tell. That doesn't mean you just blow it off and say it doesn't matter. Here's one of the things, though, that's out there that I've been looking at all weekend that's pretty obvious to me. And that is Democrats are desperate when it comes to the midterms. They're desperate. Now, some of the sillier ones think if they can go back into lockdown mode, that might help win them the midterms. All that's going to do, the smarter ones know, is lose more seats. You go back into lockdown mode coming off one of these variants. You are, I don't care how much the media is in your camp, how wild they go, it's not going to work again for obvious reasons, fatigue of all this stuff, et cetera, and people, increasing numbers, not believing it. So they're tempted with that. The one thing that helps them out of this is they hope to start ramping up now, and they already are, that across the country we have mail-in voting. Not just here in places like Philadelphia, they will endlessly, in Pennsylvania, will endlessly do this. How does that help them? Well, you always have to suspect corruption. It's easier to do with mail-in voting. But look at the big picture. It's not so much that I can pin huge numbers of corruption. That's still something we can work on, try to tighten up, all kinds of parts to that. You know what they are. It's they know their base, by and large, is not going to show up as much as our base to the polls, even if it's nice weather. Historically, they're not. And I think that's what won them the election in Pennsylvania, as much as some of the shenanigans of the Wolf administration. It's the fact they were able to vote early, often, etc., versus Republicans who showed up en masse in 2020. Republicans are the goofballs that agreed to do that with that Act 77 here. So I think one of the things they're going to try to use these variants, because there will be others, is to ratchet up the attempt, we have to vote by mail-in balloting in all these districts across the country. That's the area where they might go. If they try to go lockdown, as some of them will start to suggest, that is a loser. It's going to have them lose even more. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We got a great side question today. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up at 2:14, and the prize today will be a nice gift card to Boston Market.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Yes, that's hit the spot. We'll have that all this week, and I don't know if Dan's plotted another one that will have at least one wrong answer. It's impossible to stump this audience. But one other thing to tell you before we wish Dan a big happy birthday here on the Dom Show and give you the side question of the day. This is just that we're connected. We're plugged in with a lot of people who have a story to tell. Thank you, Steve Feldman, Zionist of America. I was their man of the year a few years back. Mayor Jim Kenney, in the middle of now, it's 506 homicides, and I think Steve Keeley thinks it's more like 550. They're hiding a bunch. That Temple student now killed. How many times can you say heartbroken, heartbroken, heartbroken? What's for lunch? Jim Kenney today is making history with his little radicals. Jim Kenney is celebrating today, standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people day. That's right. His office put out this missive this November 29th. We're asking all community members, local and national, to come out and stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people alongside our mayor and elected representatives for the first time in Philadelphia's history. Philadelphia will only be one of four cities in the United States. Now, the other ones, I think, are probably, let's see. Seattle strikes me they would do this. Chicago, maybe. I don't know about New York on this one. I got to look up who they are. To stand in solidarity formally on the national stage with the poor Palestinian people. Now, you know, what's Dom have a problem with standing in solidarity? What does that mean? You know what it means, that the poor Palestinian people are under fire from those outrageous Israelis. That's what standing in solidarity. Who are we kidding? With the poor Palestinian people so wronged, and this thing put out by the office says, the Palestinians have been continuously pushed aside all over the world. And now in Israel. That's what it means. The first mayor. So this guy can radicalize. He can join in this. His whole focus, his whole being is on this. Temple University student killed. Then a few hours later, a few blocks away, a 16-year-old shot to death in the same manner. Yeah, we're doing all that we can. We got to get back to standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people. All right, side question of the day. And this kind of has, we've never done it before, strangely. Give me an all-time hard worker, hard work, either real or a fictional character. I'm going to take off the board. Let's see. I'm going to take James Brown off the board. That's one of my favorite songs. And I'm going to take Brian Kilmeade off the board. Man, that guy. Now, maybe I ought to admire, this would not be good for Dan, but Dan, Tim Cook of Apple is on this list of hard workers.
Oi.
He routinely sends emails to his employees at 4 a.m. Nice.
At 4 a.m.?
At 4 a.m. on a regular basis.
Dom Giordano?
I'm not up at that point.
No,
I used
you
to
are.
Be. Well, I used to be up at that point. When I was doing the 9 to noon, I would routinely send him about 4:05, 4:10. But Tim Cook is just rolling over in bed.
Seems like I've been primed to work with Tim Cook by working with you. You're my choice today, Dom. I'm taking you off the board. I don't want to call her taking that off. I'm taking Dom Giordano myself.
Okay. Nicely done. That's a nice stroke. I admire Tim Cook. I have new admiration for this guy. 4 a.m. Can anybody beat him? All right, and Dan, happy birthday today. So what do you have planned?
Nothing. It's fantastic.
Okay, there we go.
I'm to the age where you ask for a day of nothing for your birthday, and that's what you look forward to.
I'm sure Maisie will comply.
It's also my sister's birthday as well. She is in her 40s. I'm not going to give the exact age, but I was born on her 9th birthday, so happy birthday, Kate.
Boy, that is a rarity.
Yeah, right?
I don't think I've heard of that. That's one out of 365
Happy birthday.
Chance.
Here's something to take care of the rest of your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. That's kind of, I don't know how many people do. Does that cause any difficulty with early on celebrating or no?
No, it's crazy. Her husband was born on the 27th, November 27th. My Maisie's nephew was the 26th of November. My niece is the 26th of November.
Oh,
so
man.
My dad is the 4th of December. So it's like this week right here, we've kind of become accustomed to just knocking out all the birthdays within a week.
So all those presents, do they get counted toward Christmas?
Yes, kind of.
There you go. That's a danger.
I was able to swing it together. Like, hey, you know, if you want to combine my birthday and Christmas into one gift, get me something nice and big. You know,
there you go. Yeah. Nicely played. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't like the November birthday. Rose November 6th, so.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We go through all the build-up to that. Then we have to gear up again for Christmas. I only have one person to shop for. That's it, essentially.
Oh.
All right. So, 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, you can hit us with that. On a scale of 1 to 10, we're at about a 5 with this. You got to take these things seriously. You cannot just dismiss these variants and say crazy stuff. And that's why I think the travel ban was fine. But aside from that, what is Biden saying today? He's making a case we have to vaccinate more people and I guess vaccinate around the world. Any hint of a any hint, though, that we go toward a breakdown of lockdowns and all that, that is going to be let him try it. Now, I don't put it past a guy like Wolf, though, and Allison Beam. I'm watching.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today, there are three messages about the new variant that I want the American people to hear. First, this variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day. And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion. We have more tools today to fight the variant than we've ever had before, from vaccines to boosters to vaccines for children, 5 years and older, and much more. A year ago, America was floundering against the first variant of COVID. We beat that variant significantly, and then we got hit by a far more powerful threat, the Delta variant. But we took action, and now we're seeing deaths from Delta come down. We'll fight the, you know, and look, we're going to fight and beat this new variant as well.
Hey, buddy, come on. You had more deaths in 2021 that President Trump had. Stop it already. Stop it. So there was nothing to say here today. They know that some of them are not crazy. Tom Giordano show that locking down, starting to suggest that, starting to ramp up. But you'll see that in some quarters, like here in Pennsylvania. I mentioned this crazed public health director, okay? And if they do this or where they do this, these people are sweating already thinking about these congressional races. They know what can happen in the midterms. So he said today pretty much, and he pretty much suggested vaccinating the world. And I get some of that vis-a-vis not getting as many variants, etc. But the big prize for Democrats, I still think, is going to be trying to get more and more of the midterms to be by mail. I mean, what can we do here in Pennsylvania? I told you about it then. These goofball Republicans, they went into the mode of trading off some minor offices, essentially, to let Democrats have mail-in voting. And the only way we're going to get rid of it is not screaming and hollering and all that, is to be hell-bent to elect the next governor. If we do that, and it's the right person determined to get rid of that, they'll get rid of it. If not, we're going to be in this mess where it's going to be difficult to beat them in Pennsylvania. They know it. Everyone knows it. Why in the world would Republicans agree to this? It's because who they are. They're dithering. All right, here's a little bit more. President Biden saying no mandate announcements.
My team at the White House will provide me with daily updates this week. On Thursday, I'll be putting forward a detailed strategy outlining how we're going to fight COVID this winter, not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more. I promised every American that there will always be the latest vaccines available and the booster shots available to them and for free and everywhere available. Every single American, free of charge, and I will keep that commitment. But we need to do more than vaccinate Americans. To beat the pandemic, we have to vaccinate the world as well. And America is leading that effort. We've shipped for free more vaccines to other countries than all other countries in the world combined.
All right. So the pivot, though, is going to be at some point during this, as they see if there's a hint of issues with this, a ratcheting up, the battle over the vaccine mandate comes back again. It's never really gone away. It's in the courts now, etc. But you're going to see more of that at the appropriate time. Democrats can't win without panic over COVID, without these things associated with that. They're not going to win. I don't think they're going to win in the midterm, no matter what they do, as bad as Republicans are. I don't see the event or events or anything else that are going to stop that. And then they know it'll all be over. Now they're pushing again that the big deal will be done by Christmas. I don't think so. And the longer it goes on, the better our hopes are of saving the country. That's where we are. Now, here's the money shot from the weekend, though. Here is Dr. Fauci firing back at Ted Cruz. He was on with the woman that does Face the Nation, and he was asked about, oh, these people coming in. Well, he lied. He's lied about the Wuhan virus. He's lied about a number of things. We still have that awful story from Tunisia of the puppies and that experimentation. He hasn't denied it, sluicing all this money overseas. But this is the money shot firing back. He is science, not you, Dr. Fauci.
Anybody who spins lies and threatens and all that theater that goes on with some of the investigations and the congressional committees and the Rand Pauls and all that other nonsense, that's noise, Margaret. That's noise. I know what my job is.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
That's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
It seems another layer of danger to play politics around matters of life and death.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And to me, that's unbelievably bad, because all I want to do is save people's lives. And, I mean, anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous.
All right, he's science. I represent science. You don't. By the way, Margaret Brennan must have run out of her bushel basket. You know, guys, you ever see batting practice? They have a basket out there, one of those wire things. She must have run out of softballs there. Man, the amount of softballs she was throwing in there was amazing. Her arm must be tired today. God, if it had been a hardball and she's throwing fastballs, she wouldn't be able to pitch for a month. Just unbelievable. He is science. You're not. You're liars. I didn't lie. I did what I want for the American people.
I represent science.
Yes, and on and on. Oh, man, the next time he gets in there with Cruz and Rand Paul particularly, we'll see. We'll see how this continues with this guy.
Eyes.
And what does he see? Like J. Edgar Hoover, he's that powerful. He's been there so long. He has so much with everybody, I guess. Did the Biden bubble not recognize that more than half of the American people are completely turned off to this guy to the extent that it's personal now? It just agitates them even seeing them. Do they sense any of that? I think that's accurate. I think the polling indicates it. And after this weekend, it's even more so where he's going.
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect from President Trump?
I don't even know how that makes sense, Dom.
Yeah, well, yes, if we would take a shot back at Trump. They're going to go after Fauci. Fauci's the one responsible for all this versus Trump. But then Fauci weaponizes January 6th. So what's he saying to Ted Cruz about January? Ted Cruz wasn't doing anything.
But clear me up here. Are they claiming that Trump is the reason for the virus? Like, they're saying that Republicans are trying to deflect away from what to Fauci?
That Trump's incompetency on this, didn't get it under control, etc. And that's why they're going after Fauci now.
But what was Operation Warp Speed?
Well, the other stuff, the buildup to it. You know, even though we had more deaths in 2021, even with a vaccine, look, this is a tough one for presidents or anybody else. Instead of saying that.
Never even crossed my mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, they want to go back to Trump versus it's a wild shot. I don't know if he rehearsed that in his mind or
whatever. What does January 6th have to do with the?
Well, the lying. He's saying, you're calling me a liar. What about you voted and how you voted on January 6th? You don't say enough about January 6th.
Today's now, Fauci translation brought to you by Captain Chuckies.
Thank you, Captain Chuckie. And this all revolves around Democrats, progressives, which he is, trying to continually yell January 6th whenever anything else comes up. Did he or did he not lie? The court's in session. He did lie in open testimony. And they just don't have the forces right now to bring him to justice. We'll see, though, after the midterms, what happens around this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. At 1 o'clock, we have a guy, we know that you love him over the course of time and did unbelievable in our search for our National Person of the Year. He's on an issue that I think listeners really, really care about and see as just the damage that's been caused by a lot of this stuff. But first, we brought you this teacher, and we said, oh, man, he's teacher administrator in Indiana, who would travel across the state to observe, I think, science curriculum and the like. That gave him the bird's eye view, not of one school, but of a lot of schools around critical race theory. Well, apparently, we saw late last week, he's been ousted, sort of, put on the shelf. He's with us next to talk about that. And to talk about this video that was he found, this guy exposes stuff, of an administrator talking about systemic racism while a baby was in the womb. I mean, you can't go much farther back than that. So that's all straight ahead. And your calls, 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, hit us with an all-time hard worker, real or fictional. That's what we're looking for.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Tony Kinnett was with us before, a month or so ago. We had him on our big podcast, Reading, Writing, and Reason. He's in Indiana, and he had a unique situation. Now, will he regain that? We don't know, but he's been kind of taken out of play for a while here, in that he traveled the state, as I remember, coaching other teachers. So he got to see a lot of what's going on in a lot of school districts around critical race theory, equity, diversity, all the undercover nature of it, and just general racial divisiveness that's going on. And that's in Indiana, middle of the country. Tony joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Hope you guys are having nice weather over in Philly.
Well, for Philadelphia weather, it's okay. Now, out there in I saw Hoosiers just over Thanksgiving again. That's the 16th time.
We're going to dig into that, Dom. I'm excited that you saw Hoosiers over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. I know every line. I don't know the best one there. But, Tony, you had a unique position, or you still might, right, in that you were a coach of teachers, per se, right?
So I was I'm like the science director, but they don't call it director. Otherwise, they'd have to pay me more. Okay. I'm in charge of the science curriculum for the whole Indianapolis school district, and then I coach and instruct teachers in the district on how to teach science.
Exactly.
Or maybe I did. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you've been kind of put on the shelf now. We thought that was coming. You probably did too, after your expose on so-called critical race theory. So what's the latest? Is it you that had this video that was put out that I mentioned a moment ago This is part of the equity and racial justice initiatives, Tony. And in this one, you have an instructor telling kids that appear to be middle schoolers about black babies experiencing racism in the womb.
Oh, yeah. So that's our director of racial equity. That is Patricia Payne. And she was talking to a captive audience, a required audience of middle schoolers at one of the middle schools in Indianapolis, about how there's all of this intense societal racism that's affecting every black person simply because they're black. And all of the teachers of Indianapolis are racist because they are forcing black kids into special education programs while the white kids get to go to gifted classes. And she's like browbeating all of these middle schoolers. And of course, the school recorded all of it, which is just worse. So now you have the expressions, the reactions, the responses of all of these kids recorded and hosted on an Indianapolis public server. So I released that, and they blocked my access to everything pretty quick.
Wow. I mean, imagine not only do they do this, but they don't even think in some instances to cover it up. It's that as much part of their worldview, or they're just kind of incompetent at getting this stuff through, Tony. So give me something. I see a lot of hopeful signs on this, Tony. I don't think that this is winning. They've lost the issue of saying it doesn't happen. They've tried to come up with other synonyms, go undercover a little bit. We've seen some of the results of what people believe. Are you seeing it that way? But now you're a guy that's taken out just for speaking the truth, so maybe not.
Well, I think the humor of it is that for a long time, they were able to say to a lot of inner city communities, to a lot of black families, well, it's hurting white kids, white families, whatever, and that's fine because it's actually doing a lot for the black communities. Only it's come out that it is actually worse for black communities. It belittles individuals. It says that they're nothing without the help of white savior complex people. And now what has basically been exposed over the last couple of years is that it's just as damaging for anyone of any color, period. And so, of course, they're rushing now to try to sweep everything under the rug and try to prop everything up on these very fragile wooden sticks because it's all collapsing out from under them. If I had to, you know, be kicked from the district just so that parents could see what's going on, I'd say that's worth it.
Do you have an attorney? Tony, what are you doing around this now? Do you have a grievance procedure set up?
Well, I can't reveal too much about what's going on because Indianapolis hasn't made any decisions yet. So I have been told to be a little on the quiet side regarding what's going to be happening in the future. But rest assured, I'm not the only one who has some concerns. There are some other conservative teachers and principals in the district, as well as a lot of frustrated and angry parents, including the parents of the children in the video who were recorded and stored. There's evidence that might violate FERPA on Indianapolis' behalf. So we'll have to see what they do. Are they going to give me the ad for another story?
You can't be letting pedophiles and others out there potentially see little kids on video of this type of stuff. Everybody knows that at middle schools, you know? It should be common sense, right?
Yeah, and it's not even academic. So the laws of FERPA state that as long as you are recording for a specific purpose that the kids are not the focus of the recording, then it's fine as long as that it's locked up and it's only used in a very specific circumstance. But Indianapolis was just recording, and not just in one video. We have 7-8 other videos in which kids are being racially lectured to and being stirred up into this activist frenzy, recorded from their bedrooms. And the school has recorded and stored these en masse. So, of course, parents would be upset.
Absolutely. Tony, is there a place to follow you on Twitter? Where should we go to follow you, Tony?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheTonus, TheTonus. But you can follow my work, some of the other whistleblowing teachers, as well as a lot of other educators over at the Chalkboard Review. So that's a publication that we created a year ago, kind of blew up, that's by teachers to give parents especially a window into education. And that's Chalkboard Review on Twitter.
Tony, thank you. You're welcome anytime. Just let Dan know when something's happening. We love talking with you.
Glad to keep you guys in the loop. You stay safe out there.
All right, Tony Kinnett here on Talk Radio 1210. Imagine taping this and then putting it out. it's middle school kids and this ranting on environmental racism, black babies, racism in the womb with middle school kids. Now, maybe not surprisingly to you, but I've been there a couple times. I give them a little bit more credit, but I've seen some things recently that make me wary of it, and this definitely is one of them. The Office of the Presidente at Rosemont College, Catholic school right here in our suburbs, in the wake of the Rittenhouse situation, sent out an email, called the verdict another example of the systemic racism that divides our society, and then went on to talk about safe spaces there and all that stuff at Rosemont to process all this. Okay? So effectively, just about anywhere, you're going to see people like this. I mean, you know Penn and Temple, you would expect it. This is Rosemont College, though. Systemic racism. First of all, the Presidente there is an idiot. He can come on. Where is the systemic racism here again? And I know where he'll go. We're ready for it, but okay. Everybody's white that's in play here, but that doesn't matter. Because if anybody is white and there is any kind of justice meted out that isn't draconian in the sense of these people, well, then it's still systemic racism. In fact, even if it is meted out, like in a case in Georgia, it's still systemic racism. It's always systemic racism, no matter what. What are they teaching over there at Rosemont College? Just a thought. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210, you get in. At 1 o'clock, excited to reveal our national winner this year, our national person of the year. As I said, Dan and I interviewed Ed Durr, Steve Keeley from Fox 29. Two of the nominees for the local. The local is incredibly heated. When do we interview Clarice Schillinger, Dan?
Today at 3:15, Dom.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I knew. I had to be. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm prepared for that. Hey, Clarice, let's talk your story. But in these, and we're doing a special this week, December 2nd at 9 o'clock, you'll hear all four of our nominees. Well, three. Because, maybe he'll be out of incommunicado status. That's Dr. David Damsker. May have to drive over and get a word with him. He's one of our nominees, too. But, boy, what outstanding people. And Ed Durr's backstory and Steve Keeley, what he sacrificed to be on TV at Fox 20. Just amazing. Grew up in Camden. Durr, in this interview you'll hear on Thursday, talked with me about, he understands the pain of people because he was in bankruptcy for like $60,000 or something. And they tried to use that against him in the campaign. And instead, people thought, well, there's a guy that knows what it's like. What stories? What four nominees? You know Damsker's story. All right, that's this Thursday, December 2nd at 9 p.m. And then we'll have the voting. Dan, how does the voting proceed after that? Have we worked that out?
Yeah, we'll be doing it all on Twitter, Dom.
Yeah, you'll be able to vote after that on Twitter. We'll put the names up again, and then you can tell us which one of these, and then we'll announce the winner as our local person of the year. Heated competition. All right, I'd love to get you on board right now, though. Side question, who's a hard worker, either real or fictional? Your favorite. We've taken some off the board. Love to hear yours at 855-839-1210. All right, it's Dom time. Good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. Thanks so much for being part of it. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Jack Dorsey quits Twitter. The stock is down 10% this year at this point. Now, you know, I know people are going to take maybe a victory lap with Paul or something else. I'm not so sure about that. I think this is a build-up that's been happening for some time here. I don't know the internal politics of it, but there is no doubt that this is a key guy and their technology guy's taken over. So is Twitter this Goliath that seemingly is showing some cracks? Yeah, I think you could say that. I don't see Zuckerberg and Facebook, though, showing any cracks as far as dominance. It's going to take that's the kingpin. That's the guy that spent $465 million or thereabouts to influence and control the presidential election of 2020, and he shouldn't be allowed to do it again. He can spend whatever he wants to put ads on TV or Facebook. By that I mean he shouldn't be able to give to Pennsylvania. Republicans got to hammer that out before that election. They got to win the governor's office first. He shouldn't be able to give $12 million for Philadelphia to start voting whatever they want, and you're not able to see it because it's not early voting. Remember all that? To put key people in key positions. He's still the big guy. But this is big news, though, that Dorsey has resigned. We talked about it a little bit at the top of the show. The Temple student murdered. We haven't seen the tape yet, but it appears to be an attempted robbery a few blocks or a block or so off campus. Look, I know people want the urban experience and all that. And the story here is the city of Philadelphia not doing enough to prevent violence, gun violence, homicide. It's wholesale murder out there. But I, you know, Dan, I don't know about you. Have you ever lived on a campus like that? I would not advise it. I wouldn't let DJ or Luke anything in my power to do it. I just think in the best of times, it's hard. Given the Kenny Krasner outlaw of Philadelphia, you're really at risk. You know, maybe this guy was just getting laundry out of the car and somebody's on him trying to rob him and shoots him to death. Any thought on that?
It's just I just can't stand it anymore, Dom. Like
Gunseltucky here.
Gunseltucky here. Like, oh, man, if I have a kid, right? Like, I'd send him to Texas or Dallas in a heartbeat over I'd send him to Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're working on getting the mayor of Dallas. If you missed Friday's show, you missed a lot. The mayor of Dallas on Twitter, they have maybe 90,000 fewer people than we do, but still, their homicide rate is down 7%. Ours is up 12 to 13%. And the mayor put that on Twitter and underlined the two cities to call us out. Mayor of Dallas shaming Philadelphia. There is no shame with these people. They're craven. They are driven to this ideology. They worship. They don't care how many deaths. NBC 10 asked today that 11 o'clock news. They asked a question about, how many more lives will it claim? That shouldn't be the question. The question should be, what does it take before this outfit changes their approach? That's the question. What has to happen before Philadelphia says enough and change? And my answer is, cynically, they won't. It could be 1,000. It could be 10,000. It could be 5,000. Doesn't matter. They're wedded to this ignorance. They're wedded to this ideology. And you're seeing the results play out right in front of Temple police do a heck of a job. They're going to put more cops in, more surveillance. They have the third largest police department in the state. They have a huge number. A lot of them, I think, are former cops one way or the other. This is a couple blocks off campus, though. But even on campus, what can they do when they're in a cauldron of North Philly during this era? And the answer is you can't blame them, because if they go too far in doing anything, you know what the result of that is. All right, coming up, I'm really excited anytime we get to speak with this person. But our National Person of the Year through listeners is coming up next. It's a big one here on the Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.